let's hurry, it's time to begin. Hi, my name's Ken Friedman, and I'm very happy to be here this week. Many of you I know already, others I'm looking forward to getting to know, and we trust that God will just continue his blessing during this week of meetings. Praise God. Let's begin this service tonight by singing number 62, Let All the People Praise Thee. 62 in our white books. Praise God. Number 62.
Thank you.
us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's also sing number 18 in our hymnals. That's the other book. Number 18, another song that helps us to praise the Lord. And that's what we're here to do tonight, to praise Him with our whole heart. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
so thankful that you've gathered us together tonight in this place. And Lord, we want to thank you that your presence is so near to us. We thank you for the anointing that falls upon our lives tonight, enabling us to praise you. Lord, we want to praise you with our whole heart. We want to praise you beyond that which we can do naturally. We pray that the Holy Ghost will move upon every one of us and lift us into that place where we can glorify Jesus in a way that he is worthy of. Lord, we pray that you'll have your way in this meeting tonight. Jesus, speak to our hearts. Cause each one of us to meet with you. From the youngest child, Lord, to the oldest adult, we pray that each one will meet the Lord tonight. That you'll speak to us, Jesus. That you'll cause your work to go forward in each of our hearts. We know that you brought us up here, Lord, with a very definite purpose in mind. And we want to believe that your purposes will be fulfilled in each of our lives. We want to believe for one another, Jesus. Some will be here for a few days, others will stay longer. But Lord, we want to believe together that you have your way in every life. And we know that you are able, and so we praise you for it. Now we commit ourselves to you, Lord. We pray that you'll help us to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit and help us to be obedient to him when he tugs upon our hearts. And Lord, help us to forget about ourselves for a time and to be so occupied with Jesus that we'll just be open vessels through which you can flow any way you desire to. We ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I like another song in this book. I like many of them. But I want to sing with you number 44, another song of praise. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Praise God. So let's sing that together, number 44 in our hardcover hymnal.
Thank you.
Pilgrim Camp. I praise the Lord all the day long, and I hope you're doing that. You know, there are some people that come to camp and they don't praise the Lord all the day long, and they really should, because God will do wonderful things in your life if you'll give yourself to praising Him. That's not hard for any of us, is it? Maybe you need to do that very definitely. Maybe you're coming from a very difficult home situation, or problems on the job, or whatever it may be, and you need a good time worshiping the Lord and praising God in these days. Give yourself to that. I'd encourage you to. Praise Him. Praise Him with your whole heart. Close your eyes. Lift your hands. Just enter in. When we have opportunity in meeting to worship the Lord, don't sit and listen to others. But you praise Him. Praise God. And you'll find that as you do, the Lord will come to you. And He'll take care of so many of the things that need to be taken care of in your life. We find just as we praise Him, that somehow we exalt Him, and He is able to manifest His authority over our lives more perfectly, and He brings things in line with His will. And so, praise Him this week, these days, and see what God will do for you, and God will do in you. Praise God. I'm so glad that we can give ourselves to that call. Praise God. Now, Brother Eddie tells me he had a wonderful time here at camp, and I'm so happy to hear that. And I like when Brother Eddie comes, he warms the place up, so that when I come, I have to try to keep the fire burning. And, you know, I realize that that's not only my responsibility, that's all of us. We all have a ministry up here. You may have come here as a guest, but you have a ministry here. As you worship the Lord, as you let God use you in testimony, in exhortation, singing, and so on, you bring blessing to others. Praise God. And that's one of the special things about the meetings at camp. That's not all centered around a minister or any one individual. It's centered around Jesus. And we all look to Him. And we all draw near to Him and worship Him. And we find that as we do, He'll use this one to give a word, and this one to give a song. And you'll find it's just what you need. And you'll be so thankful that that person let God use them. And maybe someone will be thankful that you let God use you. So make sure that you just give yourself to God these days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I understand we'll have a staff meeting immediately after this one. And we're ending this one promptly at 9 o'clock. And so if you have a word, you want to give thanks, some of you are going home tomorrow, and maybe you want to just give God praise for what He's done for you, or share something that the Lord has spoken into your heart, well, you be free to do that while we have a few moments yet. But let's continue to worship Him, keep our eyes on Him, and listen for His call. Praise God.
This is my story.
Praise my Savior, all the day long. praise the Lord.